Hot Pot is a delicious, bubbling cauldron of choose-your-own-adventure soup. It cooks in the center of a table, and diners add ingredients as they desire. It originates in China, and it's often eaten with big groups of friends or families on the Lunar New Year, which is just around the corner. WNYC's Olivia Eberts met up with one hot pot enthusiast who has been closely following the hot pot scene in New York City over the last decade.
Tang Yusheng is a hot pot obsessive. He usually eats it weekly, and right now, he's feeling deprived.
Yeah, I haven't had hot pot in over 2 weeks.
He and his self-described hot pot partner in crime, Hu Ting, are finally getting their fix at a Sichuan-style joint in Flushing. It's on the second floor of a newish and kind of fancy mall filled with clothing stores and Chinese treats.
So there's a bin that you can put all your jacket and stuff because everything's going to smell like hot pot.
Yeah.
That's how flavorful hot pot is.
That's what usually you wear pretty casual when you come to eat hot pot.
Hot pot is a big pot of steaming broth that cooks in the center of the table. It's simmering constantly and eaten communally. You add meat, tofu, and veggies to your liking, you pull them out when they're done, you dip them in a flavorful sauce, and you eat them. You drink the broth as you go. Hu's family owned a hot pot restaurant, but she still can't get enough.
Whenever I go back to Sichuan, I would have hot pot almost every day, or some sort of hot pot, dry pot, hot pot, spicy pot, with my whole family, and my family were so sick of it.
Still, she says she's no match for Tang, who says he's eaten hot pot hundreds of times. He's averaged once or twice a week over the past decade. His record for number of hot pot visits is 6 days in a row.
See, that's why I call him the king of hot pot. Which one do you want? The black one?
No, not the black one.
The white one?
Yeah. The black one's a little more chewy. Can you get the goose intestine?
Hu and Tang ponder the menu.
Yeah.
A waiter, who gives his name as Tomato, comes to pour two different broths into a yin-yang-style pot. And then 20 or so plates of ingredients arrive. They start by dipping the tripe into the spicy broth, which Hu says is traditional for a Sichuan-style hot pot. Tang tilts his head back and breathes in the broth. New York Times critic Pete Wells also loves hot pot, and he says there are more restaurants to choose from than ever before.
There was a time, I think, when you could probably have named every hot pot restaurant in New York City, but that is long gone. The numbers get unwieldy.
Outside the mall in Flushing, I asked Tang about his obsession with hot pot. He spent thousands of dollars on hot pot. He's visited dozens of restaurants around the world. He tells me his passion dates back to his childhood in Shanghai in the 1980s, celebrating the Lunar New Year.
Once a year, for Chinese New Year's Eve, we were able to splurge on a meal, and we traditionally will have hot pot. So Chinese New Year's was always something that, as kids, we all looked forward to, like a month in advance. And back then, you know, we didn't have indoor heating or air conditioning. So, you know, in the wintertime, we all just wore jackets indoors, and we all just would sit in front of the, you know, like around the table with a steaming hot pot. And then as the more you eat, the more steam gets around the room, and everybody start taking off their jackets, you know, their hats.
Literally warm memories.
It's the whole experience, right? It's about family getting together, everybody sharing from a single pot.
And since this Lunar New Year falls on what's usually the coldest week of the year, what better time to gather up a group of friends to share some hot, steaming soup? Olivia Eberts, WNYC News.